USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. High-ranking officials from the Biden administration set to journey to Mexico amid a surge in migrants crossing the southern border. The Secretary of State, Secretary of Homeland Security, and the White House Homeland Security Advisor are all scheduled to meet with the President of Mexico today to explore immediate measures the two countries can implement to tackle challenges at the border. The Biden administration's under intense scrutiny from both sides of the political spectrum due to an historic surge in illegal crossings. Travel may still be quite a headache for both drivers and air travelers today as Mother Nature creates more challenges. A winter storms brought snow and ice to states across the plains and upper Midwest. More than a foot of snow was reported in the Dakotas. Snow and ice shut down a 200-mile stretch of a highway in Nebraska. In addition, there is a marginal threat of flooding rain along the I-95 corridor in New York, D.C., and Philadelphia today. A recent study is indicating a direct association between COVID infections and heart attacks.
The likelihood of having a heart attack seems to increase after an episode of COVID, especially among older Americans.
Baylor infectious disease expert Dr. Peter Hotez notes that this differs from the widely reported arrhythmias. Current research is revealing that the virus has the capability to infect the blood supply to the heart. Americans spent more during the holidays than they did last year, despite fears they might cut back because of inflation. Results of a survey by MasterCard released Tuesday showed retail sales were up 3.1% over last year. Online sales grew 6.3%, while sales at brick-and-mortar stores rose over 2%, while clothing and grocery spending both were up. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Over 11,000 migrants are currently residing in shelters on the Mexican side of the southern border. That's according to CNN. These individuals are seeking asylum and aiming to enter the United States through legal channels established by the Biden administration. Gladys Cañas, a nonprofit organizer, told CNN the waiting migrants are experiencing a sense of desperation, but are relying on Customs and Border Patrol's One app and trusting in the migration process. With Christmas behind us, it's now the season to contemplate New Year's resolutions. Weight loss, a commonly chosen goal, coincides with a surge in prescriptions for the popular medicine Ozempic.
I don't need to be eating as much, so it suppresses your appetite.
Dr. Maria Escobar-Vasco from the University of Texas Health System emphasizes it's designed for individuals who are severely obese, not for those seeking to enhance their appearance in a swimsuit. A recent study is recommending strategies to address the risk factors associated with preventing young onset dementia, which can manifest as early as age 30. A 2021 study estimated that nearly 4 million individuals worldwide, age 30 to 64, are affected by this condition. Critical risk factors identified include social isolation, low levels of vitamin D, and experiencing hearing loss. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.